Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We thank God for the supernatural anointing from God and God alone. We thank God that he gives us supernatural ability, amen, to keep moving forward by faith. Glory be to God. So we thank God for prayer. We thank God for the saints of the living God, the body of Christ at large. We thank God for you and your family. He said, I'm looking for those that will stand in the gap. And that's what we're doing on Tuesday nights. We are interceding. Come on. We are praying and believing God by faith that God will have his way in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for prayer. I thank God for prosperity. We thank God for power. But the anointing, Vicky Yoey said it, it is the anointing that destroys yokes. And we thank God that God has anointed us, amen, to get it done in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray and we're going to believe God by faith for so many things. Many of us are going through different things and going through different challenges. But I know God is able. And we got to, amen, just know there is nothing too hard for God. Amen.
Amen.
There is absolutely nothing too hard for God. Y'all remember when Sarah laughed in disbelief, and that's what the Lord said to her, because she was an old woman, and he kept telling her she's going to have a baby through her husband. And we know the end. Isaac was the miracle child. Come on, somebody. To God be the glory. So if you're waiting, if you're in the midst, if you have it, wherever you are for your blessings and your blessed place, know that God is doing something wonderful and that only God can do in the name of Jesus. I want to look at the third psalm today. If you go to Psalm chapter number 3, this is so powerful. One of my favorite psalms, actually, because we as the people of God, we got to realize life is not going to be easy. I had a mother that told me that before I knew a Bible, before I started reading scripture, before I got into the things of God. My mother gave me those famous words, life is not easy. And she said, she would tell us children, you get out of life what you put into life. Amen. And those were words of wisdom. But now that I know scripture and I got scripture to back it up, to God be the glory, I thank God for the word. Amen. So Psalm chapter number 3, the third psalm written by David is 8 verses here. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, that's prayer, and he heard me out of his hollow hill. I laid me down and slept, and I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my Lord, for thou hast smitten all of my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken their teeth of the ungodly. The final verse says this, salvation belongs unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon his people. Amen, somebody. To God be the glory. I want to start with the last verse, and we're going to pray. But you just got to know this. Here, David is writing this psalm. He is fleeing from his son Absalom. That spirit of division now came into David's kingdom. And he's running from his son Absalom, who's trying to take over his kingdom. And he said, I already had Saul. I had the Amalekites. I had the Philistines. I have so many enemies. And he says in verse number 1, how, my God, how my enemies have increased. They that troubled me is getting larger and larger. And then they were mocking him, saying, David has nobody to come to his rescue. David, God, is not going to help him. And there are many naysayers maybe in your life. There are many people who are negative who doubt you. There's some people with their mouths on you, and it's not to motivate you or encourage you, but it's to bring you down. But God says to you and I, and we're going to pray tonight in verse number 8, the blessing of the Lord is upon those who are saved. Amen. You got to know that in your mind, and you got to know that in your heart, in spite of how you feel, in spite of what you see, in spite of what you're experiencing. You got to know that you know that you know that you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed by God. And nothing and no one can take that away. Glory be to God. And when we pray and when we believe God, we don't go by our circumstance. We don't go by what we're feeling. We don't even go by what we're experiencing. We go by the word which says, if we're saved, his blessing is upon us. That's the end of the conversation. Glory be to God. And that's why David said this, and I'm going to break it down some more, but I'm going to pray. But he said, I went to sleep because I was not afraid. And there are 2 points I want to point out before we pray. Number one, God was a shield around him. And number two, he said, God sustained me. And I'm saying that to the people of God tonight on this prayer line. Number one, God is a shield of protection around your life for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And number two, God will sustain you. God will provide for you. God will make a way. God will give you provision. God will meet all of your needs. Come on. God will do what nobody else can do for you. David said, God sustained me. God was a shield around me, and he allowed me to lift up my head in spite of my enemies. So when we pray tonight, and I'm believing God, you may have some enemies. You may have some people that are not for you. And I pray that they're not increasing like what David experienced. But David did get Judah, and he was the king. David did get to Jerusalem, and he was the king of Jerusalem and Judah. He had Solomon, a great son. Amen. David defeated Goliath. He pursued his purpose, and he got it. Father, I thank you for the people of God tonight. I thank you for prayer, Lord, that you are a shield around our lives. There's no weapon that's formed against us that can prosper because your hedge of protection is around us. You're the reason we continue to lift our head up. You're the reason we continue to praise you. You're the reason we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. You're the reason, God, hallelujah, that we can look to the author and finisher of our faith. We can look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So, God, I thank you. Even as you lifted David's head up, he has so many enemies. He has so many haters. He has so many people that rose up against him and troubled him. But, God, he said you sustained him. You kept him. And I'm praying for those even maybe struggling tonight. I'm praying, God, your powerful, miraculous hand will sustain the people of God. You will make a way, God, where there is no way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, in this economy, make a way. God, if they're in between jobs, make a way. God, if they got a pay decrease, make a way. God, hallelujah. If they're not where they were financially in the past, God, make a way. We believe by faith right now it's already done. David said, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to walk in fear. I'm not going to walk in doubt and unbelief. But God, I've been praying. I'm a man after God's own heart. And the Bible says the blessing was upon David. The shield of protection was upon David, and God sustained David. And when we pray tonight, I believe all of that is coming to you and your house. Glory be to God. I believe, hallelujah, God has already done what man cannot do. So, God, I pray everyone's strength in the Lord on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Kerebo O Shata, Kere E Kerebo O Kara. David was a praying man, and I thank God that we pray. I thank God that we pray. It said the righteous pray, and they get answers. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the way will be made open. So God, we're asking. We're asking for the people of God tonight, wherever they're standing in the need of, that God, you would do it in the name of Jesus as only you can. Oh, Lord, we love you without question. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we need you tonight. So many are going through so much, but God, we know that you're able. Hallelujah. No matter what the people are walking through, it doesn't matter the fiery trial that they may be in, the storm, God, that they may be facing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to be that shield, that hedge of protection. Continue to be that provider. Continue in the name of Jesus to be that sustainer. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray right now for everyone to get stronger. We pray right now for us to get wiser. We pray in the name of Jesus that we recognize the anointing that's on our lives on tonight. Oh, have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So, Lord, I thank you that David was an example to us today. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that David had many enemies that could not touch him because, God, you was there to protect him like you're here to protect us today. In the name of Jesus, God, we want to be liked by everybody, but sometimes that's not the case. But, Lord, we believe by faith in the mighty name of Jesus that we're loved by you, that we are looked upon from you, that, God, your hand is on our lives tonight. From the top of our head to the soles of our feet, the hand of the Lord be upon us in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for prayer. I feel somebody's strength coming back. I thank you for prayer. I feel somebody's praise coming back. I thank you for prayer. I feel somebody's power coming back in the name of Jesus. So, God, we love you tonight. We came to worship you tonight. We came to praise you tonight. Oh, glory be to God. God, you're so good to us and our families. You're good to us and our husband. You're good to us and our wives. You are good to us and our children. In the name of Jesus, this is why we pray to you. This is why we call upon the name of the Lord. This is why we had our mouth. And we understand, Lord, when David said, I cried out. He said he cried out from a holy place. And God from a holy place heard David. Come on, people of God. And that's what this prayer line represents. A place where the Holy Spirit dwells. A place where the Holy Spirit is. It's not by power. It's not by might. But it's by the Spirit of the living God. Even as we go into these healing services, God, we pray that your anointing and your spirit will be in the building. We pray as the speakers speak, as the preachers preach, as the ministers lay hands on the sick, that they will recover in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. That you will use your man and woman service, Lord, during this healing week services, as only you can, in the name of Jesus. So, God, have your way. Have your way tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we love you tonight. We give your name praise. We give your name glory and honor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, have your way. Have your way tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to praise you. We're going to worship you, God. We're going to magnify your name. You said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And that's what we're doing tonight. We need more of our family members to come to you. We need more of our coworkers to come to Jesus. We need more of this nation, God, in the name of Jesus, to call on the name of the Lord. You told us to pray for the backslider, to pray for the unbeliever, to pray for the infidel, to pray for that one, God, in the name of Jesus, who is lost. And glory be to God, we are praying. We are praying for our president and those in leadership. We are praying for our educational system in the name of Jesus. We're praying for clergy, God. Hallelujah. Praying for pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, deacons, and ministers. We're praying, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, God, have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. Lord, we thank you for this day. This is the day, hallelujah, you have made, oh God. We are rejoicing and being glad in it, God. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for a right mind. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for provision. Every need met according to your glorious riches in Christ, by Christ Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name. We worship you today, God. We give you all glory, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise belongs to you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line, God. We thank you for every person on this prayer line, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless each and every individual, God. We ask that you bless their families, God, that you bless their children, their grandchildren, oh God, even the great-grandchildren, God. We ask that you will bless their finances, bless the marriages, oh God, that are represented on this prayer line, God. Lord, we ask the Lord that you will bless every, Father God, every person, oh God, in their coming and their going. Heal those who are experiencing any sicknesses on tonight, God. We know that you are able to do all things but fail, God, and we are believing you for breakthrough. We're believing you, oh God, for the miraculous. We're believing you, oh God, for kingdom. We're believing you for manifestation of your will, of your word, according to the word that you've already released, oh God, in the scriptures and your rhema word that has been released through your prophets, oh God. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to have your way.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. We bless your name, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy. We glorify you, oh God. You alone are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, bless, oh God. Bless each and every person, God. Lift the downcast head up, oh God. Lift up the burdens, oh God. You said we should cast our cares on you because you care for us, oh God. So, Lord, we give you our troubles. We give you our concerns.
Yes,
we give you our families. We give you, oh God, hallelujah, our spouses. We give you, God, our children. We give you, God, the bills that may come that seems like it may not be enough money. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that there is no lack in your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we are the blessed of the land. We thank you that we're blessed in our going and blessed in our coming.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you that there's no good thing that you would withhold from us because we belong to you.
Jesus.
So, Lord, we pray tonight.
We pray
for every person, oh God, that's looking towards heaven.
Yes, God.
Lord, that you would touch that person, oh God, that needs a touch from you. That you would heal that person that needs to be healed on tonight. That you will encourage that person, oh God, that needs to be encouraged, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray. I pray for my mother, oh God. I pray for my sister, oh God. I pray for Renee, oh God, even now, God, as she continues to mourn the loss of her son. God, I pray that you will touch her. I pray that you will heal her, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will just make yourself known to her in a mighty way. God, show yourself mighty in her life, oh God. Father God, bring her closer to you, oh God. Let her see that you are there for her, oh God. Let her know that You are the one that, you are the Lord that healeth her, oh God. So I pray healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for being a prayer answering God. I thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, and we worship you, oh God, and we magnify your name. Lord, we pray for every member of New Creation Christian Ministry, those who have been missing, Lord. We lift our sister Yvette on tonight, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue to surround her, oh God. Father God, with angelic hosts, let your angels surround her, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection around her. Keep her from evil, oh God. Bless her and bless her indeed, oh God. Let her know that you are with her, oh God. You said in your word that you would never leave her, that you will never forsake her, but you will always be with her. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being that hedge of protection around our sister, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping your hands upon her life. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for walking with her through every valley, oh God, and every trial and every hard place, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being the one that continues, oh God, to bring her out, oh God, of any tribulation, of any, oh God, any challenges, oh God, that she may find herself facing, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, because we know that you are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we give her to you and say, continue to have your way, continue to bless her, continue to keep her, continue to protect her, oh God. Continue, Lord, to be that hedge of protection around her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, God. You alone are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for each and every person who's a part of this prayer line. We ask, Father God, that you continue to have your way on this prayer line, God. Bless and keep it. Father God, enlighten and open our eyes, Lord. We repent, we repent, we repent of our sins. We repent of our wrongdoing, oh God. We repent, oh God, where we missed it. And we ask, Father God, for forgiveness right now, God, that you will forgive us for the error of our ways, that you will forgive us, oh God, for transgression against you, that you will forgive us, oh God, for all that we have done that we knew was outside of your will and outside of your plan for our lives. Forgive us,
Jesus.
Oh God,
Jesus.
For we have sinned. And we ask, Father God, for forgiveness on today, God. I pray for my mother. We pray for Mother May Thomas, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your hand upon her life, God. Lord, I pray for her healing. I pray for her strength, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will regulate all of her vital signs, that you will regulate her blood pressure and regulate her cholesterol and regulate, oh God, every vital point, vital statistic in her body, God. I thank you, Lord, for being that healer, oh God. And by your stripes, she is healed, oh God, and walking in total health and total wellness, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a prayer answering God. I pray for my mother, oh God, that you will take away all stress, oh God, that you will take away the heaviness, oh God, that you will continue to heal my sister Renee, that you will continue to heal my nephew Adam, that you will heal Fadia, that you will heal them, oh God, that you will keep them, Lord. Keep your hand upon my family, God. Touch each and every one of my mother's children. Touch Jackie and Renee and Rashida and touch me and my brother Gary, oh God. Touch our spouses, Anthony and Derek and Mike and, oh God, all of our spouses right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Vonda, oh God, touch all of the grandchildren. Touch, oh God, every great-grandchildren. Relieve the stress. Take away the pressure, oh God. Take away all stress that's trying to even rest upon my mother, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for being a stress-relieving God, oh God. Oh, glory.
Amen.
And I thank you, Jesus, that no weapon formed against Mother May Thomas can prosper. Restore her, oh God, as she's traveled so much on this year, oh God, taking care of her daughters and watching out for her sisters, oh God. Renew her strength, oh God, like that of the eagles, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, that she shall mount up on wings as an eagle, that she shall run and not grow weary, that she shall walk and not faint, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for total restoration in her body.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
We praise you. Touch her right now, God.
Her body, Lord.
And heal her and deliver her. Restore her right now, God.
Area.
Let her not be worried. Let her cast her cares on you, God, because you say you care for her. You care for us. That we can cast all our troubles on you, all our cares, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, and we put our cares on you, and we thank you, and we praise you. So bless our mother. Bless her indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
We give God praise, amen, for you and your family in the name of Jesus. If there's a prayer request, press one on your phone. We see some hands raised already, but we're going to get to every caller tonight. And we thank God for you as the people of God, amen. Press their way for prayer in the name of Jesus. Pastor, we're going to take these first callers. This first caller is coming from the area code of 678. God bless you this evening, 678. God bless.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Beckett. I just hope you're doing fine this evening. I just wanted to say something that happened to me last week, and I just couldn't wait for the prayer line to say it. it was some sort of something really crazy. I was sleeping, and now that you were talking about David, Pastor, I was sleeping. I woke up about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was just having this, I don't know if there were evil thoughts or just there were just so many things coming through my mind, and I don't know why, because I went to sleep, you know, with peace. I don't have nothing in my mind that's bothering me, but all these evil things were just shooting at me. And I just kept on praying. I kept on saying God, and I kept on rebuking the devil because I felt like I was having some kind of spiritual warfare going on. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I said, this cannot be. And so I kept praying, and I kept asking God to please let me rest because I wanted that for about 3 hours, about 4 o'clock in the morning. And no matter what happened, I would just my mind was going, not that it was going crazy, it's just things that I've never experienced. So anyway, I did finally felt some peace and was able to go to sleep and kept on saying, well, you know, why am I thinking about these things when I know God's got me? I know that God's going to take care of everything, so I should not worry. But it's not that I had worries. I just felt just things coming at me. But anyway, I know that it was some kind of spiritual warfare going on at that time of the night, because the next morning I woke up like if I had a fight. I woke up, my mind, I had like a headache. I've never had headaches like that. But it was like all like up in my head. And I'm like, you know, I never had experienced anything like that. And I woke up like I had a real fight. And I felt like I was fighting the devil. That's what I was fighting. Because he was really trying to get into my head, you know. But anyway, thank God he brought me peace. And I was able to go to sleep and find peace. And I just wanted to share that with you. I do have a song that I'm going to play. I'm not going to sing, but I'm going to play it because I want and I hope that it blesses someone on this prayer line, because it definitely has blessed me this week. I've been listening to it a lot, and it brings a lot of peace to my heart. And then after that, I'm just requesting that you pray however your heart leads you. This is the way the song goes. Hold on. Thank you. And hallelujah, salvation and glory, because God is powerful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus, for the
hallelujah.
Lord, our
hallelujah.
God
hallelujah.
Is wonderful,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I hope that song blessed someone on this line tonight, because God is wonderful and powerful. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, he
hallelujah.
Is. Hallelujah. Wonderful. He is powerful. King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the great I am. I tell you,
yes.
he is our everlasting Father, and we
amen.
Just love him so much. I mean, mighty counselor. We just love him. Love him, love him.
Yes.
He is all,
yes, Lord.
All in all, our everything. He is the air that we breathe. My God, our bright and morning star. He is that wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's a
yes,
friend that
Lord.
Sticks closer than the brother. I tell you,
right.
there is none like him. And that song was
no
just so
like
powerful.
Him.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. What a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a blessing. And that's it. That's what we do. We praise him. We praise God anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God
hallelujah.
Anyway. Even in the middle of warfare, even when the fires of hell are raging against us, we still give God praise because we know that nobody's mad but the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil
amen.
Knew that he could not get you. He knew that he could not get you while you were awake, so he attacked
he
you
tried.
In your sleep.
Tried.
He came and he attacked you in your sleep. Amen. And yes,
amen.
That was spiritual warfare. And we as Christians, you know, we're not surprised when spiritual warfare comes because we know that the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that there will be enmity between the woman and the devil and between his seed and her seed.
Yes.
So we know that spiritual warfare is something that comes with the territory.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It
yes.
comes
hallelujah.
With the territory. Of who we are, and we are not afraid because God has not given us a spirit of fear,
right.
but one of love, one of power, and a sound oh, mind.
Right.
So we stand in pure confidence that we win. We win. We are not just conquerors. We're not just victorious,
what?
But we are more than conquerors. We are
amen.
More than conquerors through Christ
yes,
who strengthens us. And no matter how the devil comes, he still loses. He still
yes.
loses no matter
yes.
how he comes. He could come when you're awake. He could come when you're asleep. He could fight you all night long. But at the end of the day, he is still a defeated foe. He is a defeated foe. The
yes,
devil
right.
is
yes.
defeated.
But
he
Dave,
is our enemy. He's the enemy of God. And he is defeated. So I thank God that you had on the full armor, Sister Maria, and you were ready to fight in the middle of the night.
Amen.
Amen. Even when the devil was coming against you, you were ready to fight, and you fought
yes.
that good. You fought the good fight of faith, and you
thank
win.
You,
you're
Jesus.
Still winning. You're
amen.
Still fighting, and you're still
hallelujah.
Winning. So
hallelujah.
He can try it, but it won't win. It won't prosper. He can bring it, but it won't prosper. No weapon formed against the people of God can prosper. So,
amen.
Yeah, you had some warfare. It was spiritual warfare that you went through in the middle of the night last week, but you came out. You're still here.
Yes,
you're
amen.
Still here,
amen.
And you woke up, and you're going to keep waking up. You're going to stay woke, amen, and know that
amen.
You will stay alert to the plan of the devil. The Bible told us to be very conscious that the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. So he told
amen.
Us to stay sober and alert. Stay sober and alert. So we just thank God that we know his tactics. We know the devil when we see him. And
yes.
we are already. Yeah,
and
we
you
are
had
already
told me
victorious.
About it. You had told me about it already that Tuesday. You told me I was going through some spiritual warfare. And
yeah,
when that happened,
yeah.
I kept on hearing you say things to me, and I kept on praying. It was just a rough night. I was like, Lord, you know.
The devil.
Yeah,
protect
nothing but the devil.
Me from
I'm
this
telling
mess.
You. Yeah, yeah. You did the right thing. You pray. You
right.
pray.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing that I do is I pray. You know, like last night, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I fell asleep on the couch. And I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning with excruciating pain in my stomach. Now, Pastor and I ate the same meal last night. Something I cooked. So, and I'm a clean cook, and I know it was a good meal, and we had eaten the same thing on Sunday, as a matter of fact. And I woke up with excruciating pains in my stomach, and I just began to pray. I couldn't understand where it was coming from, but I began to pray and pray and pray, and I began to speak in tongues. I prayed in tongues, and then I began to declare healing over my own self. Amen. Declare healing over my body. And then I went in and got in the bed and I prayed some more tongues and I prayed healing and lay hands on myself and declare healing over my body. And the pain went away. The pain went away. Amen. It had to subside. Then Pastor woke up and I said, did you have any pain in your stomach? He said, no. I said, I had excruciating pain in my stomach. And he prayed for me some more. The pain was already gone, but there ain't nothing wrong with another prayer. Amen. He prayed for me some more, touched and agreed with me so it wouldn't come back. And I just went to sleep and had a good sleep. So the devil, and that was spiritual warfare. That was spiritual warfare that came. The Bible said it won't prosper. He didn't say we wouldn't take a couple of hits here and there. So, but it won't prosper. Amen. It can't prosper.
Amen.
No weapon formed against us can prosper. Amen. But we fight the kingdom of our God suffers violence. This kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence, those of us who refuse to be beaten, we take it by force. Amen. So,
amen. It really drains you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Yes.
I fought a war last night.
I know. You woke up like, did I even get any sleep last night? I'm so tired. And you had to go to work today?
Yeah, that was the other day, and then I had to go to work the next day. It was okay going to work. I just didn't like what I experienced because I never experienced anything like that. But like you said, I prayed and I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I know God has me and He's got angels surrounding me, and I know that, you know, like you said, I have the armor of God on. So, you know, I wasn't scared, but I was just kind of mad that, you know, it was happening to me. You know, I was not scared.
Yeah.
I was just mad that I was going through something like that.
And that's what we got to do. We got to get mad so we can keep fighting, you know, get mad and keep fighting and stay alert, because that is the sign that the devil is prowling, trying to get to you. You know, when you get an attack like that in the middle of the night, that's God showing you that the devil is trying to, you know, he's trying to win. He's trying to get to you. He's trying to influence you. He's trying to throw you off course. You know, so that's even more reason for us to pray even the more.
Well, I'm staying prayed up, so
yes.
That's what I'm doing.
Definitely. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to touch and agree with you in prayer as well. Father God, we just praise you. We magnify your name. We worship you. We exalt you, oh God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for Sister Maria, and we thank you for her testimony of triumph, oh God, that even though the enemy came in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord rose up a standard against him, and he could not prosper, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you, oh God, that you always cause her to triumph in Christ Jesus, oh God, and that no weapon formed against her can prosper, that she is indeed more than a conqueror through Christ. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for victory in Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the that she had the discernment, the ability to pray, that she was able to pray and ward off the attack of the enemy, that she had on the full armor of God, that she was able to walk in total victory, that she was able to not submit to the plan of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that she was ready for the battle, knowing that this battle is not hers, but it is yours, oh God, that she was able to stand after she's done all to stand, that she was able to stand. And Lord, that she even got angry with the enemy, oh God, and said, no, devil, you're not coming up in here.
Amen.
That she was able to fight and fight and get the victory, oh God. So, Lord, I thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you, Lord, that she is already covered. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life.
Yeah.
We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We thank you, Lord, that she is the head and not not to tell, that she is above and not beneath. We thank you that everywhere that she walks, she is blessed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she, Father God, hallelujah, walks in total victory, that she has total dominion, that she's operating in kingdom dominion, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way in her life, oh God. Bless her house. Bless her finances. Bless her family, God. Bless her son. Bless her grandchild, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that she's blessed in her going and blessed in her coming, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the spiritual edification, the spiritual growth. We thank you, Lord, for the progress that she's made in you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that she, oh God, hallelujah, has come by leaps and bounds, oh God. Oh God, into the deepest things pertaining to your kingdom, Lord. We just praise you, oh God, for the testimony of this woman of God, that she is a worshiper, that she is, Father God, oh God, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, disciple of Christ,
yes,
that
God.
She's walking out this walk, not just talking the talk, oh God. We just thank you and we praise you for her witness. We thank you for her testimony, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That so many are being blessed, oh God, by her testimony. So many are being blessed by the fact that she worships you. So many are being blessed, oh God, just to know her, because she knows you, God. And she walks with you. And she, Father God, praises you, oh God. And she worships you, oh God, you alone. So, Lord, continue to be the lifter of her head. Continue, oh God, to bless her.
Yes.
Continue to grow her even the more so, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and I just hear God say, I'm increasing your capacity. I'm stretching you.
Amen.
And even this warfare that you went through on last week was to stretch you.
Jesus.
My God,
thank
he said
you,
it just
Jesus.
Allows you to be stretched even the more. And you're growing even the more so in me. God said, this is your growing season.
Amen.
That
thank
you've already
you,
grown
Jesus.
So much. But God says, you've already grown so much, but I'm not finished yet.
Come on.
I'm not finished with you yet. He said, I'm taking you to higher heights and deeper depths in me. He said, you are mature. He said, you're a mature saint right now. He said,
thank
now
you,
I'm getting
Jesus.
Ready to take you. He said, now I'm getting ready to take you to manifestation of the greater. My God.
Oh,
my God.
Lord,
he said, now I'm getting ready to show you myself even the more. Greater, greater. I just hear God saying greater. Get ready
thank
for greater.
You,
get ready
thank
for the
you.
Greater. Because I'm getting
you,
ready
Jesus.
To show you the greater. I'm
thank
getting
you,
ready
Lord.
To show you the greater.
Thank
my God.
You,
that's
hallelujah.
What this warfare has been about. See, there's
hallelujah.
Been a spirit of distraction that's becoming a to try to get you off course, to get you to retreat and retract. But God said, you stood the test of time. You passed the test. You passed the test, and you did not allow any of this stuff, anything that you might have been encountering, to get you off track. And you're still standing.
Amen.
And God
Amen.
Says, now you're getting ready to advance,
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
And Jesus,
thank you,
and you're
Jesus.
Advancing into the greater. You're advancing
thank you,
into
Lord.
The greater. Hallelujah.
Just
Lord, we thank you for greater. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus name,
amen.
Amen.
Go
just
ahead,
one more thing. Just one more thing I want to say. Now I'm hearing God telling me that I need to read the book of Matthew. So I'm going to read
yes.
the book of Matthew. He needs me to read
Ooh.
It, and I keep on hearing him louder and louder. I need you to read the book of Matthew. Read the book of Matthew.
Ooh.
So that's what I'm going to do. Read the book of Matthew.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, yes. Amen. Well,
God
bless,
bless
you
both.
And keep fighting.
God bless you. God bless
okay.
everyone
Amen.
In the
God
prayer
bless
line.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good night.
Wow. Wow. He heard God clearly. Say, read the book of Matthew.
Amen.
Wow. Read the book of Matthew. God wants her to read the book of Matthew. And my God, that's a powerful book, too, because that's where that scripture is that I talked about, Matthew 11:12, from John the times of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We're taking another caller tonight. To God be the glory. This one is the area code of 832. 832, God bless you this evening.
Oh, God bless you. This is Elaine. How are you this evening?
Doing well, Elaine. God bless you.
Good, good. I'm just so blessed every time I just listen in with other callers on here and with you all ministering. But I was calling for prayer for healing and just direction on my move.
Well, to God be the glory. Let us go before the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Elaine, in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We believe by faith right now, God, that you have already done what needs to be done. And now, Lord, we just want to touch and agree with her for direction and clarity in so many different areas, Lord. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto her feet and it is a light to her pathway. We thank you, Lord, that she is pursuing her purpose in you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. As she worship and praise your name. That, God, you would give her revelation, wisdom, and knowledge beyond her years. That, God, you would give her, hallelujah, godly insight as to how to move forward, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as it pertains to her health, her life, her strength, we speak healing over her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area, God, hallelujah. Total restoration, God. We thank you, Lord, that you would replenish, that you would restore, that you would renew. Everything that she needs to be done within her members, in the name of Jesus, every bodily organ, we speak to her blood pressure, we speak to every major organ in her body, in the name of Jesus, and we say, body be well, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Now, God, make her whole, make her heal, make her well in every area of life. You said in your word, you wish above all things that she will prosper, be in good health, as her soul prosper. So we speak healing and wholeness over her in the name of Jesus. Now, God, order her steps, direct her path in the name of Jesus. I thank you as she reads your word, as she pray in her prayer closet, as she go in her secret place, God, that you would speak to her about direction, that you would, God, in the name of Jesus, lead her through the leading of the Holy Spirit. I feel God right there. You led the children with a cloud and a fire by night. But God, I thank you that we have the light of Christ on the inside of us. And I thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will give her an unction. It will give her a feeling. It will give her a nudge in the right direction in the name of Jesus. And God, even give her a sign to confirm. I sense God right there. Even give her a sign to confirm the direction that she needs to go into. That means she has choices, God. I feel the Holy Ghost. That means she has choices. And right now she wants clarity on which door to go through, which avenue to take, which way to go. And God, we just touch and agree that you will speak to her heart. You're going to speak to her mind and her spirit. And she's going to know without a shadow of a doubt that you are the one leading and guiding and directing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
And God is telling me, amen, to God be the glory. And before we let you go, just pray for Holy Spirit help. He said when you pray, ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you and to lead you. And God is going to give you an unction and a checking in your spirit. And you're going to know it's the voice of God. You're going to know it's the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because in our day, yes, there are many voices and there are many options. But God is telling me to tell you, pray Holy Spirit. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit directly for direction and guidance as you make these moves as it pertains to your livelihood and the ministry. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
God
be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, keep pursuing your purpose. God bless you.
Yes.
To God
yes.
be the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, the Bible says, Pastor, how we have the leading of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8 says, for as many as led by the Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit leads us.
Yes.
You know, sometimes a body and a flesh and our natural way wants to lead us, but it says in that particular text that because we're saved through the grace of salvation, now the Holy Spirit wants to lead and guide our
mm-hmm.
lives. And that's why God told me to ask her to help the Holy Spirit to help her, because we have it. And now she has because she's asking.
Amen.
In the name of
Praise
Jesus.
God.
So we're going to take this next caller. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Area code, what's that area code?
757.
757, good evening.
Hello.
Yes,
hello?
God bless you. We can hear you. Hello.
All right, praise God. I just
praise him.
Came on. Yes,
amen.
Oh, my goodness, I wasn't ready.
But I just wanted to confirm also something that as far as the dreams, and Maria is talking about the dreams because they've been coming and, you know, different attacks and, like, nightmares and crazy dreams. I have my grandson waking me up in the middle of the night talking about, Grandma, what's wrong? Because I wake up praying in the spirit, and he's like, telling me the next day, Grandma, you were like making these noises and I couldn't understand what you were saying. But I've been having warfare at night also. So yeah, there is an attack, and thank you for the encouragement and you know, just the direction and helping. Thank you, Sister Maria, for sharing your testimony or you know, just sharing that, because it just helps us to know. It just helps us to be aware of what's going on in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
The greater one is on the inside of us. And it just reminds us that we're not alone. And sometimes things are happening in our lives and we think it's just going on. You know, all this stupid stuff that he's trying to get us to believe. Oh, this, you know, this, that, or the other, trying to get us off track and to think on what's going on in our lives. But it's not. It's a distraction, and it's in it to get us off course, to get us distracted from whatever he's trying to do. Because especially as intercessors and warriors, if he can get us distracted, we're not praying on those things and we're not being focused or hearing the Holy Spirit direct us as we're supposed to be praying or getting our emotions stirred up. And getting us to start focusing on people and what they're doing. I mean, there's been, like, stuff going on all around me and with family members and then the job stuff. And it's like all of this stuff going on. And God's been constantly reminding me that he's in me. His spirit is in me. And it's not me. It's not about me. It's not about what I'm doing. It's not about them. It's not about whether they like me or not. It's when I come in, I'm bringing something with me that is disturbing the peace. Well, not disturbing the peace. It's disturbing the stuff that's going on. It's disturbing that darkness. The light is coming in. And then sometimes those who are closest to us, our light, the light of God is shining so bright in us. Because it's like, God, why are they acting offended? Why are they acting like I'm offending them? I haven't done anything. Why are they acting so offended towards me? Why are they acting this way towards me? And it's not me. They don't even realize that they're doing it. They're acting a certain way. But there's an offense in there. And it's a spiritual offense. Because what I'm carrying, it's making them uncomfortable. It's making what's trying to move and operate in their lives, it's making it them uncomfortable because they've connected with the things of this world. They've connected with whatever it is. And that's possible for any of us. You know, when we connect with those things of the world, that's uncomfortable. The presence of God is going to make us uncomfortable. And when even if I'm walking in a certain way in my flesh, and somebody with the light comes in, I'm going to be uncomfortable for a minute until I remember and realize, hey, you know what? I need to get back on track and in line, because if I'm feeling uncomfortable around the Spirit of God, something's not right. So I don't know how much sense that made, but
amen. Amen.
Just that it's happening. I mean, and it's so close to the end times. Yet at the same time, my praise report, I remember now. My praise is that it's like, God, what do I say? You know I'm supposed to get on, and I just have a praise because God is just, excuse me, he's just, things are coming back around. And yesterday I was jumping and dancing, and my daughter's looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, she should understand because she's been in this before, but you know, anyway, she's been distracted lately, but it's like, I'm dancing. And she's like, can you not knock my stuff over or you know, mess with my stuff while you doing all that? And I'm like, ain't nobody getting hurt and nothing getting disturbed except the devil's head, because that's what you hear. I'm stomping on his head. I came into a revelation because I was feeling like there was an attack on my mind and about something that was going on, and just trying to get things, just trying to do things. There's so much that I've taken on, and I'm like, God, what am I doing? You're with me in this, right? And I know he is, and I know he's directing me. And yet I was feeling like, God, just me moving forward. Help me not to get distracted. But there was something that came up. I was trying to verbalize something yesterday, and my daughter wasn't understanding. And I just had to separate and pull aside because I was feeling emotional, but it wasn't my emotions. It was my passion, and I had to get it out. It's like I had to talk it out. And so I just started talking to Jesus, like this, 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 and this, and I started talking it out. As I was talking it out, and it's like sometimes we got to talk that stuff out. It's like I shouldn't be talking negative, but I had to get it out because as I was getting it out, he was allowing me to see what it was, and it was like it put the stuff on the table. And when it did, I was able to see what the enemy did. I was able to reclaim what he stole from me years ago. It has to do with my schooling and the training that I'm doing now. I just recently enrolled in a bookkeeper's course. And if I hadn't pressed through because somebody else didn't want to hear me and I clammed up and felt sorry and it's like nobody wants to hear. If all of those little emotions, if I had taken hold of those and clammed up, I don't think I would have gotten my breakthrough. But I talked it out with Jesus and I saw that. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. No. I want everything. I want restitution. I want, because when the enemy is found out, he has to pay back sevenfold. And that's what I was dancing. She's like, what are you doing? I'm dancing because he has to pay me back sevenfold. I went to school back in 85. I enrolled in school, business school. And I'm trying to make this brief. Help me. I went to business school. And I was pregnant at the time. So I was also working part-time and going to school. And stuff was going on, you know, hormonal stuff and everything. And I didn't know I was pregnant yet. But there was hormonal stuff and all the stuff that happens to those women. And I had to let go of something. Instead of quitting the job, I quit school. Well, before that, they had sent me down to the bank because I was supposed to get a grant. And they sent me down to the bank. I didn't know what I was doing. And they talked me into applying for a loan. And I ended up paying years and years and years for a student loan that I didn't even get the product. And so I didn't even get my schooling for it. Well, long story short, God was showing me. I was like jumping. I was like revelation knowledge and everything because I was asking, Lord, help me with this. And that's what he showed me. It's already paid. This course that I just enrolled in, it's paid. And the devil's going to pay me sevenfold for everything I missed because I should have been at a certain place in my life. But because I didn't finish that course and I went another direction, I never finished school. I ended up working jobs after just doing other stuff. And I mean, it's grace, yes. God's grace worked through all of that. And I've learned a lot and I've gained a lot and I'm thankful for all of that. And yet God is still allowing us to get back everything that the enemy stole. We don't have to say, oh, well, I guess we lost it. Oh, well, I guess, you know, God gave me another, you know, he had another plan or, you know, yes, he granted us grace with other stuff. But all that stuff that the enemy, no, it's coming back. I knew the scriptures because I was saying them all yesterday. But the scriptures were just flowing out of me as far as what it is and how he has to pay back and how it is ours. And God has not forgotten. Every promise that God has made to us, he has not forgotten his word. He has not forgotten our promises. He has not forgotten our prayers. He has not forgotten our efforts and those things that we were working towards and we got tripped up and knocked off course. He hasn't forgotten any of that. We're pressing through, and as we're pressing through, the enemy doesn't want us to get what's ours, but I'm getting mine. And the devil's taking it. It's coming out of his hide. He's sevenfold return. Plus, I have the blessings of what God has promised me. And my schooling, I already got one course that I got a scholarship for, a free scholarship for. And then
hallelujah.
This course, it's already paid. And I don't know how it's coming through. I don't know when it's going to show up. But the
manifestation,
but this course is paid in Jesus' name. It's not only
amen.
Paid, but I've got money coming back. So
amen. Amen.
And there's so much stuff going on, but that was what came to mind as far as what I wanted to share tonight. And just, prayers and continued, you know, us praying one for another. And Ephesians 6, as far as, you know, the saints praying for one another, but that's part of our armor. We're praying always with all prayer and supplication for the saints, and as utterance is given unto us, because God does, it will have us speaking things. We are on assignment out here. And God has things that he's doing. He's working through me. I'm coming across. Well, I'm not coming across them. But I have customers coming. As a cashier, I have customers coming across my path every day. And God is just doing all kinds of crazy stuff, crazy good stuff. I mean, it might be through a word. It might be through a smile. I might have a disgruntled customer coming through and trying to mess me up. And they get messed up, and then they end up apologizing. Much. And I've also had some transgenders come through, and God has just, it's the compassion on my heart communicating. You know, we pass them all the time, but I have the face-to-face communication and that contact that I've been able to have and make. And it's, I don't have anything to say off this way or that way. It's just that I feel that compassion of Jesus and his love just flowing through as I interact and do a transaction, you know, a customer transaction. And I just feel the compassion of Jesus just reaching out to them, you know. And I was like, it's just awesome and amazing. God is using us. We're on assignment. He's living his life through us. We are the body. And as we surrender and yield to him, he's just using, he's able to do what he does. He's able to touch lives through us. We're his hands, his feet, his mouthpiece, even through our eyes. He can shine his love and compassion through our eyes
and touch
the souls around us. And that's what it's about. Souls saved, lives changed, and captives set free. We have no idea what impact we're having on others just in passing them or smiling. In the simple things we do, God is working mightily through those things. And just not letting the enemy trip us up and just stomping on us.
Amen.
Just remembering every time we take ground, we're walking with the gospel shoes of peace, and he's getting a bruised head every time. And don't
come
let
on.
Him trip us up.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, praise
the Lord.
In the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, sister, we thank God, and you blessed the prayer line tonight.
Yes.
Because, you know, starting out even with the attacks while we sleep and sometimes the restlessness, it is spiritual. And Sister Maria was right on point. When you wake up and you don't know you've been in the warfare, but you wake up and call on the name of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
call on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And as you said, sometimes we have those where we're fighting in our sleep with the tongues and the unction of the Holy Spirit, and we get the victory. But in our subconscious state, the enemy's trying to get there. I was just looking at Psalm 91 and said, "Don't be afraid of the terror by night, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness."
Wow.
There's a pestilence that walks in darkness, and there's a terror that by night. And Proverbs 3 said, "Don't be afraid of sudden fear."
Mm-hmm.
And all those things try to happen, Pastor,
mm-hmm.
When we're sleeping.
Yeah.
In that subconscious state.
Yeah.
But the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
And he can't mess with the people of God.
Yeah.
And you continue, I'm going to pray, but you continue to let your light so shine before men.
Yes. Yes.
And it is going to make some people feel uncomfortable, and then some people are going to receive it with the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
Either way, let your light shine. Father, I thank
yes,
you for Sister Rita, the light, Father God, that she shines with those that she interact with,
yes,
the family, the coworkers, even at the school, Lord, that you opened this door for her to get her education and her training, God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord,
I thank you.
God.
Glory be to God for her life and her witness, God. She's a woman, Father God, evangelizing and sharing the gospel, not ashamed of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, for the warfare that
yes,
she continues
God.
To win,
yes.
the battles that she continues to get the victory
yes,
in,
God.
The prosperity, Lord, that she said is rightfully hers. We are the, oh, I feel God. We are the redeemed of the Lord. And Lord, you are showing redemption. You are showing her, God, restoration.
Yes.
You are showing her, God, that it's never too late.
Yes, Lord.
Even as we looked at David, God, he got
yes.
the kingdom right on time. He became king right in the nick of time. Even when he was in the caves and running, God, it was your set time.
Yes.
It was your appointed time.
Hey.
It was your Kairos moment.
Hey.
And that's what's happening. That's what's happening in this season, Sister Rita. Now is the time to go back to school. Now is the time to get the training. Now is the time to get the credentials. Now is the time to make the money. Now is the time to prosper. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Delay is not denied. Glory be to God. You're in your Kairos. You're in your set season. That seed is now becoming a harvest. Oh, glory be to God. It was in the ground. It was just being irrigated. Glory be to God. It was in the ground. Now it's sprouting. Now it's growing. Now it's increasing. Hallelujah. Some water, some plant. Now God's about to give you the increase in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for all the seeds that she have sown in her earlier years. I thank you for all the seeds that she's going to reap in this season. I thank you for everything that she sown with the love and the ministry, praying for people, believing for people, being there for her family. All the seed, God, sowing and giving and tithing. Oh, glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, for the harvest.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave with that right there. It's harvest time. It's harvest time for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get your reaper out. You're about to reap much. Get the reaper out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you.
Praise you, Jesus.
That she did not get weary in well doing.
Yes.
And you said she will reap a harvest because she
yes.
did not faint.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. To God be the
yes.
glory.
Glory.
So we thank God. We thank
yes.
God that the scripture is coming to life in your life.
Yes, God.
He says, my word is spirit, my word is life.
Yes, God.
So I thank you that you're right now partaking of
Woo.
The goodness of God.
Yes.
Glory.
And you're eating from the fruit, eating from the fruit of your labor.
My God.
Eating from the fruit of your labor.
Yes.
So that's why you're dancing. That's why you're rejoicing. Glory be to God. You can't contain yourself.
Glory.
And you ought to rejoice. That's right.
Yes.
There's laughter, there's dancing, there's joy.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To
yes.
God be the glory.
Yes, God. Yes,
to God,
God
be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
So you just keep praising and dancing and shouting
yes, God.
And rejoicing.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's just a
yes.
season of jubilee.
Yeah,
it's Jubilee, and you make no apologies for it.
Hear the Lord.
You Jubilee, Pastor.
Yes, amen.
It's Jubilee.
Yes, yes, yes.
There you have it.
Yeah.
But we thank
amen.
God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
love
you.
God.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for that. Amen.
Let's keep rejoicing.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, to God be the glory. Amen. That was our last call. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to lift up New Creation Christian Ministries. Good touch and agree with me, everybody on the phone. Lord, we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. And even as so many have talked about dreams, oh, God, through the prayer line and through the local assembly, God, and even myself, this strange dream, we bind up that strange spirit. We bind up that spirit that comes in the dream world for all of the members of the prayer line, all the members of the new creation, total, the church, in the name of Jesus, near and far, in New Jersey and in other states. We bind up that strange spirit coming through the dream world. We close off that portal right now, coming through the dream world from evil, coming through the dream world, through whatever portals open. We shut the door. We shut the gate. We close it right now. And we close the portal right now in the name of Jesus. There is no access to the demonic forces in the dream realms, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, and we cut it off right now in Jesus' mighty name, God. We pray right now, hallelujah, for New Creation Church, oh God, that you will bless the church, oh God, that you will bless the local assembly, the prayer lines, Lord, that you will bless, oh God, that local assembly, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Continue to clean it out, oh God. Clean out anything that's not like you, oh God. Remove every adverse spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, not necessarily the people, but we cut off every adverse spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We come against rebellion. We come against disobedience. We come against witchcraft in the local assembly in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you add to our number those who must be saved every time the doors are open. We thank you that you add to our number those that you have set in that house every time the doors are open. We thank you, Lord, for tomorrow, for this healing services that's going to start on tomorrow, God. We pray for healing to manifest in the lives of the people, oh God, word of knowledge, through the laying on of hands, oh God. Oh God, even as we preach, oh God, that people will be healed, oh God, and set free, that people will be saved and delivered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, God, we pray, Father God, right now, God, for Sister Carmen Callow, oh God, and her family, God. Lord, keep them. We pray for Mingo and, Father God, all of Carmen's children and all of her grandchildren, the great-grand, those who are born, those who are not born yet. God, we put a hedge of protection. We plead the blood of Jesus over Carmen's house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Protect her vehicles. Protect her coming and her going. Protect her marriage. Protect her monies, oh God. Protect, oh God, her legacy, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We thank you for protecting her and keeping her, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against your people can prosper. We pray for Pastor Jamal, Pastor Gail. We pray for Barbara, our Sister Barbara, oh God, from Ohio. We thank you. We pray for us, Father God, for all who are not here on tonight. Lord, bless Sister Barbara. Give her what she needs. Bless that situation that she's walking through right now, God. Make a way out of no way. Bring a miracle, oh God, to her house, oh God. We pray for a miracle to come to Barbara's house, God. No weapon formed against your people can prosper. Bless Pastor Jamal, Pastor Gail. Bless them, oh God. Unite them, oh God. Edify them. Strengthen them. Restore them, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, because you get all glory. You get all of the honor. You get all of the praise, and we give it to you on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to go off the air right now. Continue to please do so. You can go over to our website at nccmonline.org. And so you see also support the prayer healing services on this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The healing services will take place on this week. We are believing for a great move of God. Yes. We're believing for a miraculous move of God. We're believing for people to be healed, people to be saved. I don't know if we're going to be streaming because we're going in with our Faithful Christian Ministries, but even if you don't see us live, pray with us. Be prayerful. Be praying tomorrow. Be praying for the people that are coming out to receive their healing. There are people coming, and they're coming to be healed, and we're not going to heal them. God is going to heal the people that walk in the doors of that building, and that's what we're believing for, that God will heal everyone that comes with a need, that they will receive healing on tomorrow. And that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 7:30. And then please do visit us on Sunday at 12:30, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Come and be a part of a great move of God. We love you. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. I'm going to play You Made a Way. It's a long song. You can stay if you like. Just meditate over this song. Amen. If not, we will see you next week on the prayer line for some of you. And for others, we will see you on tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. God bless you. Now we're here, looking.
You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall.